Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boop, boop. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west. BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia.
VA.
As the Commanders are getting ready for a Week 15 tilt against the New York Giants. It's going to be cold up there, and frankly,
it's cold here today.
I thought today was warmer than yesterday. Today didn't seem as bad as the last couple of days.
I don't know, bro. That little wind blowing a little bit. It's a little chilly out there.
Yeah, I'll give you live Ashburn weather. Who's ready? I got just above freezing is my guess, like a 34 banger, 34-ish. Something like that. I don't know. It's not loading, so I'll tell you when it loads.
It says 40 degrees, feels like 25.
Okay. Yeah, a little windy.
In Ashburn. So
that tracks.
When it feels 15 degrees lower than what it is, that's a problem.
Well, dude, this is my theory. I think I've told you this story. I had been on the beat probably 3 or 4 years before I ever really had a conversation with Dan Snyder, which is not how normal NFL operations work. Generally, like the beat reporters, the people that are here every day, you get access to ownership like twice a season, whether those are on or off record conversations.
That's normal ownership.
Sure. I'm just saying, like, there's normal ownership and then there's what was going on here. The first time Dan really talked to me was me and Steinberg, Dan Steinberg, DC Sports Blog, were walking from the annex to the bubble. They were practicing in the bubble. And I have a theory. From my home inside the Beltway, basically at the Maryland DC line, on Mass Avenue, to out here, I think it generally runs like 5-7 degrees cooler out here because you get a little bit of elevation. You know, we're 20-25 miles west, and you start to get cold. I think there's more wind out here, et cetera. And I was explaining my theory to Steinberg. We didn't realize Dan was behind us. And Dan was listening to our conversation and with some language told us he disagreed. what do you think of my weather theory from D.C.
Well,
to Ashburn?
I wouldn't know, man, because which one is farther south as you look at it?
I think it's probably even. I think it's elevation and
you can
wind.
Get a little windy out here, but I don't know if the necessary temp is any different.
It always feels colder out here in the winter. Maybe I'm nuts. I don't know.
You telling me today feels better? I mean, warmer than yesterday, and I don't believe that at all.
It felt warmer at home when I took the girls to school this morning and had to do like put my trash cans away than when I got out here and walked from the parking to the.
And the reason I say that, you got to look at that. You went out of your car. You went out your house straight into your car. You're not dealing with that wind. You're walking in an open area with wind blowing. That's all that is.
Landfill, you live out this way. Do you think it's colder out here than it is downtown at the office?
I don't go outside out here. So
that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
Like, Landfill, I was about to say the exact same thing. I walk out of my house into my car. When I get to that damn office, I never leave the building.
Right.
So I wouldn't know what it is down there.
I drive into a garage. I take the elevator up here, and then I walk back to the garage and go home. I don't ever go outside.
Landy, when's the last time you stepped foot outside of our office building downtown?
Over a year ago when Joe Biden was president, he came to this building and we had to park in a different place. So that, and then I had to walk like a block. It was a horrible day.
I remember once upon a time, Landfill, you and I went downstairs to Bonchon for a beer. Did you find we're probably talking 6, 7, 8 years ago.
6, 7.
It couldn't have been 6, 7, 8 years ago, though.
Why?
We ain't been there 6, 7, 8 years.
This was when I was going in like once a week to do shows.
Go in once a week to do shows.
Is there a back door that you were able to get to Bonchon without going outside?
I think technically there is, but I don't have access to the employee area.
We got to get you access.
I should have access. Yeah, it's an oversight.
I remember when we went to go get a beer, and it was we had a wacky posse with us, and Landfill, I remember it well. He got a Bud Light or a Miller Light draft. Landy, does that sound right?
Whatever it was,
standard pint cup, you know, like a draft beer cup.
That is correct.
I swear to God, he put it down in 3 sips. Like it was Landfill
and Miss Tischler.
It was a powerful, but he wasn't like chugging it. It was just like it was a very powerful beer drinking performance. I'm still proud of you for that, Landy.
I'm big into liquids.
Landfill is liquid. Last night there was, you know, for an NFL off day with this Hard Knocks program, it kind of becomes a thing, and I think, you know, I think if you're a Commanders fan, you're kind of locked into this Hard Knocks because the behind the scenes access is so cool. And then, unfortunately, so Lauren was up with the girls, and I was kind of just killing time. So at like 8:45, they had the previous week's Hard Knocks on, leading up to the new one at 9:00.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of watched the end of the previous week. I was like paying bills. Unfortunately, I had a bus lane ticket I had to pay. And you know how like it's all kind of wonky. I was like on my computer, but paying attention nonetheless. And watching the end where they have the inside access to that Commanders Broncos game.
Yeah.
Watching that, knowing the scene that's about to unfold in the next episode with the Minnesota game, it really felt bizarre. And then Hard Knocks starts. You and I are locked in on the chat BCC. I'm enjoying that function. I can't do it on game day because there's too much going on. But, like, when there is, like, all right, for the Thursday night thing, we'll do the chat, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So sit down, lock in for Hard Knocks. And, you know, I thought there was a lot of Washington last night compared to the first week. Yeah. I think it helped that the Giants were on a bye. So the Giants basically didn't exist in this week's Hard Knocks. They kind of opened it, and then were done.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to hear the Junkies on there. By far the highlight of the Hard Knocks, I thought, because we have heard about, and I believe, I'm trying to remember, somebody wrote a really good in-depth story. Maybe it was Nikki in The Athletic. I don't know. So whoever wrote that story, I'd love to credit you. If someone knows, maybe in the YouTube chat, let me know. About these really early morning walkthroughs Jaden does mm-hmm. with Cliff and the coaching staff. It was
they all discuss it.
Right.
Even the coaches have discussed it and Jaden discussed it.
Right. It's not like a secret,
yeah.
But we've never seen it. You know what I mean? Because it's happening at 4:30 in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
So it was very cool to see that on Hard Knocks. Did you notice the the headsets they were wearing?
Yeah.
I'm curious about those, if that's like, like, is that just like a Beats by Dre headset that they're all on like a shared call? Or is that like some specific equipment for that? I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
It was just kind of – that I really enjoyed. That was like a cool behind-the-scenes look at something. And that's what Hard Knocks does so well. But – and I don't know this, Brian, because Hard Knocks is trying to form – like, they're trying to build a narrative to tell the story week to week.
Totally.
And my thought is, Hard Knocks thought the story this week would be Jaden's return. So there was plenty of that for the Minnesota game. But they clearly also scheduled, I mean, because they had, like, sit-down one-on-one interviews with Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing Ertz got hurt in that game, and Jaden, but Jaden's injury is not the story of that game. That he had to come out, and we got to discuss will he, won't he again, and just this year continues to be extremely uneven for Jaden, whatever. Like, that of course, is a story. But the amount of coverage in the Hard Knocks episode on Zach Ertz, and then him talking about, yeah, you know, I'm older now. I don't know how many more years I have. I don't think about that. I just focus week to week on being the best I can be. Mm-hmm. And then the focus on the work he puts in. You know what I mean? Like, the weight of seeing all this Ertz content combined with knowing that injury is coming. And then the footage they had of Zach getting hurt. Like, we all saw it in real time. The hit was significant.
Yeah.
And then we all saw Zach need help to the sideline and get carted off. But when you have the mic, when you're able to hear it all and watch it up close like that, gosh, that was a raw emotional scene, man.
Yeah, it was all that. I think the whole thing, Zach had moved up the ranks the week before.
With Shannon Sharp.
That's why I believe that they did so much sit down with him. I don't think, you know, they went back and changed up stuff, but I think that they were planning to put a spotlight on him anyway. And just happened that all those things, and then you see what happened. Because he was talking about, you know, I don't know when I'm gonna play, how long I'm going to play this thing, and then bam, it's done. But I think that's the mindset. I mean, that's exactly what football is, though. It can end like that, bang. And that is why when you see people trying to get their money and this, that, and the other, and you hear all the people saying stuff, that's why I have the mindset of a one-finger salute. Look, that is what can happen. And the people that's putting their mind and their bodies into that type of stuff, get what you can while you can. You know, my mindset goes to that type of stuff. Because, you know, you hear, you like we own all types of chats and different things, and you see the comments, and then you see the reality. You know what I'm saying? So whenever a person is in that, out there trying to get it, I'm with you. Go get it as much as you can.
Totally.
Because that, it can, like people, the little saying is, it can all end in a second. And you don't really think that can happen, but that's exactly what can happen.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Uh-huh. And I don't know. Ertz has been really, really good for this team. I think he's probably a Hall of Famer when you get to the whenever his career's over and he's eligible 5-6 years later, I don't think he's a first ballot guy, but I think he's a Hall of Famer probably. The numbers would suggest he is. I think that was really tough to watch in that episode. I did really like, and it's a coach I've talked about a bunch, and I think if Cliff gets a head coaching job, I think this coach will be gone. Unfortunately for Washington, but I thought you got to see a lot of David Rye last night, who's the Commanders' tight ends coach, and clearly there was like the angle of Ertz and everything. He's just been an impressive, you know, young coach to me. That kind of stood out to me. It was also like seeing the locker room and Dan Quinn seem legit disgusted after that game. And honestly, he had the same vibe.
Hell, he should be.
By the time he came and talked to us. Yeah.
When you look at that game, I mean, I don't think that's odd. Hell, that game was despicable. I mean, anybody involved should be pissed off.
Right.
You know, if you're not pissed off after that game and you're a part of it, then you have an unrealistic mindset.
Agree with that.
You know?
And I think DQ made that clear. I thought he had a pretty clear, angry tone when he spoke with us. Now he tries to keep his cool, and he's not gonna come in and yell at the media. Like there's, you don't gain anything by doing that unless it's like a performative thing.
I mean, if it's what you feel at a certain time, you let it fly.
Sure.
But if, like, you know, the coaches that have come around and try to be that.
Totally.
You know, put on a show. And I think media can see through it just like players see through that BS.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen coaches come in, have never yelled in their lives, and then all of a sudden now they want to try to show up because some people are there. And I'm like, you serious?
Right.
I went to a coach office, and I told him straight up, I said, yo, bro, don't try to become somebody else when you got people around, because people see through that BS.
Agreed.
Told him straight up.
Overall,
you can probably imagine who that was.
I would love to know how many times. I don't know how many times they've done this. Like the whole division is on Hard Knocks. But
didn't they just do that once so far? Last year,
I think. Did they do it last year?
They did it with the Bills and some other groups.
Maybe the AFC East?
I thought it was that.
I know they did the Dolphins. I guess that was 2 years ago when the Dolphins played the football team. Ron's last year when Tyreek went 3 for 180 and 2 touchdowns. and Van Ginkle had an interception at the line of scrimmage for a pick six. Yeah. Other just little things I noticed in Hard Knocks. Think about this. They got a whole division. They got the NFC East. One of the teams was on a bye, and all three teams lost.
Yeah.
And, like, various degrees of bad losses.
Yep. Like, it was.
Like, I can't imagine HBO or NFL Films, whoever, like, is actually in charge of that, was thrilled with the way that all shook out. But
you know what, though, Jay? I don't think they were upset because, like, the fact that they're telling these stories and things of that nature, like I say, the only reality TV we truly have is sports. Okay? Reality TV is produced. It's not real. It's not, it don't just happen and they show you what they see. Or they tell people, oh, let's do that scene again. Once you do that, that's not reality TV. So sports is the reality of it's real. And when the fact that all of them lost, how real is that? You know, you go into a game, you're expecting this, that, and that to happen, and then, boom, everybody lose. And how do you tell a story? You just show what went down.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the thing where, you know, if you really – what Hard Knocks shows is everybody's putting in work. Sometimes you get to that game, and no matter what happens, all the stuff you did just does not happen for you on the field that day.
So Lauren watched about half of it with me mm-hmm. and then went to bed. And she liked when Devontae Smith was doing Pilates. She does a lot of Pilates. I've always heard you talk about, like, you would go to the Gold's Gym or whatever to do the deadlifts you wanted because you liked their things. Mm-hmm. I don't think – it was cool in that moment to see. I don't think people recognize all the effort, even outside of the dedicated practice time, lifting time that these guys are going through.
If players think something works, they're going to try it. You go back into the day. Lynn Swan took ballet.
Right.
Hell, Ray Brown, 6'5", 320. He was taking Pilates.
Was
okay?
he?
Okay. Ray can go a split straight out to the side and split straight forward. You know? And that's the big-ass offensive lineman. So people go through all types of things to get to that point. But you know what? You got to be looking for it. And like, if I were to have a chance to talk to this team right now, I would ask everybody a simple question. Are you doing everything you can to make yourself the best to make this team better? And I would say be truthful to yourself. Look, don't lie. But you got to be honest. And I promise you nobody can say yes.
Right.
Because you look at the damn production, you know somebody's slipping somewhere. You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing where you got to do whatever you can to find out how to get to your absolute best. That's dotting knives, crossing T's, lifting stones, figure out whatever the hell it is that's making you lack it. You know, I know guys say they watch film. Are you watching it enough? Are you intently watching you and seeing what you're giving off? We talk so much about watching film on other teams. How many of us are really watching on ourselves to see what damn keys are we giving to the other team? And that coach is going to do that too.
Sure. It was a pretty rough episode of Hard Knocks between the ass kicking in Minnesota, Ertz getting hurt. It did sure seem in that Jaden was okay. And, you know, perhaps DQ's comments, and we'll see if we actually get to hear from Jaden today. The NFL mandates that a quarterback talks to the media on Wednesdays. Last week it ended up being Mariota, but it was Mariota down in the locker room rather than a quarterback up at the podium. We'll see if it's Jaden today. We'll see if we get any information on that as the day continues. I did get to spend a little time with Jaden last night. He had a charity event at Union Station. Very cool. I want to talk about that. There's something specifically I want to point out.
I like that
about Jaden giving away the bikes to kids last night. It was very fun. But there's a lot for us to discuss, okay? The Nats continue to have really good luck in the lottery. The Nats just made a big trade. But elsewhere in Major League Baseball, everyone's spending lots of money. You know what the Nats aren't doing?
They have good luck, but they don't have good luck.
Right. When we return, Bobby Blanco, Masson Sports, will join us to talk us through everything going on in Natstown as the Hot Stove League is cranking up in baseball. Neil Greenberg at 11. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. He'll join us at noon. Busy, busy day. B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn as the Commanders are getting ready to play the Giants. Nobody go anywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks, bud. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listening wherever you're driving around, the DMV. Traffic wasn't bad today. Did you ride all right?
Yeah, it's cool.
It appears, I don't want to jinx anything, whatever was going on, like directly on the Legion Bridge that was impacting my drive to Ashburn, appears to be over. Do you think I'm speaking too soon?
I think you're speaking a little too damn soon. I think you just jinxed the hell out of yourself.
Yeah, that's always possible. A lot happened yesterday in baseball. A lot of teams spent a lot of money.
Tons.
Kyle Schwarber got big
$150
money to stay in Philly. I mean, if you're the Phillies, you got to keep Schwarber. The Mets closer, Diaz, the Dodgers signed him.
I think Dodgers just signed everybody.
Dude, it's tough because I think for most baseball teams, they're trying to just wait out 26 to figure out what's going to happen in 27. But like these big, big money clubs.
Yeah, like, the hell with it.
Yeah, they're just going to try to get another ring.
Yeah, let's go.
Helping us make sense of everything that's going on in Major League Baseball, as well as the Major League Baseball draft lottery, is our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. Bobby, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well, man.
We're good, man. Let's start with the biggest news, that the Nats, again, did well in the Major League Baseball draft lottery, which I think was yesterday or last night or something.
But
they still got kicked down the list because they don't spend enough money. Get us up to speed with what happened in the draft lottery.
Yeah, so the Nats are the luckiest team in baseball when it comes to the draft lottery ever since MLB implemented it 4 years ago. There's a rule that if you are a revenue-paying team, so it has nothing to do with how much money they spend in terms of their roster or stuff like that. It's all about revenues in terms of the league, how much you either receive revenue from the league or you are paying revenue from the league. So because the Nationals are a big market team, they pay revenue, and that means that they cannot participate in the lottery in back-to-back years. Of course, they selected number one overall last year or this past summer, and selected Eli Willits, the high school prep shortstop out of Oklahoma, because they won the draft lottery this time last year. And they landed the number two overall pick in the very first lottery and selected Dylan Cruz. So they could not pick in the lottery 2 years ago and then now this upcoming year. Yet in both of those times, I think it was 2 years ago, they actually won the number one overall pick. Because they were ineligible, they had to redraw. And then yesterday, they actually won the number two overall pick. But because they were ineligible, they had to redraw, and they are now down to the number 11 overall pick in next year's draft. So, again, it has nothing to do with how much money they spend. It's all about the revenue that the league makes in terms of just overall TV rights, stuff like that. And because they are a big market team, they cannot participate in the lottery in back-to-back years. Small market teams like the Orioles up the road can participate in back-to-back years, but not 3 years in a row. So that's how that rule works out. It's kind of weird. And unfortunately for the Nationals, had that rule not been in place, they would have selected in the top two each of the past four seasons, the first 4 years of the draft. So they are a very lucky team in terms of they always get the ping pong balls bounce their way. Hopefully they can maybe hand off some of that luck to the Wizards.
Wiz never get that luck, man.
Bobby, why do you think they do that, though? Like, is it to keep stuff fair or level or what?
Why is that rule in there?
I think the
general idea is that usually big market teams spend more money, and so they have more money available to them anyway to build rosters. So it's trying to make it a little more fair so they can't just get straight back-to-back-to-back years of top draft picks. And so ideally, the ideal situation, which I don't think is the case here in Washington, but you know, you can't have a team that spends a lot of money on the roster, but then also, you know, wins the lottery in back-to-back seasons and has back-to-back number one overall picks when they weren't one of the worst teams in baseball. So that's the general idea. And the teams like the Orioles, the Rays, the Guardians, stuff like teams like that who don't spend a lot of money have a better chance or are allowed to pick that high in consecutive seasons.
Doesn't that kind of just reward the teams that don't spend then?
Yeah, but if you think, like the teams I just mentioned, those teams are usually in contention right now.
Especially Tampa.
Figure out Tampa, Cleveland, the Orioles, despite this past season, have been really good over the past handful of years, making back-to-back playoff years, postseason appearances the past couple of seasons. So, yeah, I mean, yes, that is true, but you know, I think it's just, you know, it's a matter of how those teams decide to choose the money that they do have. And you know, it's a convoluted way of trying to level the playing field. And, you know, it's up to each individual team to be smart with their money. Sorry, my son is homesick with me, and he's chiming
that
in.
That is all good. Hey, tell him we say hello.
We understand.
Yeah, man, we've all been there.
I'm with my son every day. JP.
So, last thing. If they are paying into these revenue streams and they are considered a major market team by the revenue, why the hell don't they spend like a major market team?
Yeah, again, it's up to each individual team to spend their money how they so choose. And, you know, what we did hear from Paul Toboni this week at the winter meeting saying that they and some of the lower – some of his assistants that he's hired in the front office saying that they have been given permission and were allowed to go out and spend money on new player development technologies, systems, stuff like that, that they wanted to implement as soon as they took the job. So that is a good sign that, you know, ownership has given this new front office the money, resources, and the freedom to go out and acquire this tech, these systems, whatever it may be, that they want to implement to help the Nationals develop players, not only in the minor league level, but at the major league level as well. So that is a good sign that some money is being spent. You might not see it directly reflected on the active roster right now this offseason, although they're not going to be done. But that is a good sign that some money is being spent behind the scenes to help the team get better.
That is good. And like, 'cause I've had my friends that work in baseball tell me how far behind some of their player development stuff is. And honestly, just like the amount of scouts, the staffing, that's all good. But that's a Band-Aid. At some point,
you catch up with player development.
Right.
Sign better players.
Right. No, but like this dude, Toboni, if you believe in building it the right way, especially you get the kid that was in Tampa and Tampa just develops, like, okay, that's a long haul. And it looks to me like we're punting on 26. And the trade they made last week, I believe, they trade Ferrer. They get this stud catching prospect from Seattle. I'm guessing Seattle just recognized they had a logjam with Cal Raleigh, so they wanted to move on. And how good is this kid, Harry Ford? I might just call him Henry Ford, but we'll go with Harry Ford for now.
Yeah, his full name is actually Harrison Ford, but he says that no one calls him that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just to kind of put all in one perspective, like, I think Saturday's trade of Ferrer kind of signifies what Paul Toboni is trying to do here. His eye is set far more on the long. I know, Calum. Far more on the long term than in 2026. You trade a player who was gonna probably be your closer entering next season, with 4 years left of team control, to go acquire a catcher that's now gonna likely fight to be your catcher of the future. And Harry Ford was blocked, of course, by Kyle Raleigh, the runner-up of American League MVP. I wonder if it was more of a Paul Toboni kind of noticed that. They don't really have a place for Harry Ford, who came up and made his major league debut at the end of this past season. They're not going to have any need for him coming up soon. And Toboni mentioned that he scouted him when he was with the Red Sox coming out of the draft. So he knows this kid pretty well, knows the talent that's available, that his potential. So I think it was probably more of the Nationals identified that and try to go after and make that move to try to acquire this guy for the long-term future. He had a really good AAA season, set career highs in power numbers, OPS, has a good on-base percentage, draws a lot of walks, a good eye at the plate. He has some work to do behind the plate, but he's super athletic, very fast. He steals a lot of bases, which is unusual for a catcher. So I think they got a top prospect. I mean, MLB Pipeline has him as the number 3 ranked catching prospect in all of baseball, and he's a top 50 prospect in the sport. So that's a huge boost for the Nationals farm system. I know you're not going to see maybe the paid dividends this season, although he could challenge Keibert Ruiz to be the starting catcher coming on spring training. But it is a huge boost for the Nationals, and it does show that Paul Toboni is looking more long-term than in 2026, maybe even 2027.
I think the path for the Nats is long-term. Like, as much as I would love to be in on Pete Alonso, does Pete Alonso do anything other than, like, sell some T-shirts? Like, do they win 58 to 60 games or whatever? Maybe. But
right.
For them to get back right, they do have to rebuild everything, and I can understand that. And with, like, the possible looming work stoppage and everything, I came into this with zero expectations for them to spend this year. But I guess my counter, and it's awesome, if this dude Harry Ford ends up being a stud, I like it. But, like, the fact that the Ferrer is what? A fireball lefty, correct? And, like, the thought is, like, well, let's – in an ideal scenario, it's similar to the Soto and everything before that. You keep the fireball young lefty. And you don't have to give him up for prospects. You know what I'm saying? Still have so much trouble with that premise.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans do, and they probably agree with you right now. And look, I mean, of course it's a different regime right now, so you have to take that part of it, the equation. But fans have been promised, you know, around this time years ago that, you know, this team would be back to being competitive. I mean, I know that was Mike Rizzo's promise, and he's no longer here. So you're kind of starting from square one there. But, you know, Paul Toboni made no such promises when he took the job. He did say, look, we're going to try to win every day. We're going to be competitive. But, you know, we're here to rebuild this thing in the way that we best see fit. I think it just shows that when he came in and took a look at his organization from top to bottom, he just said there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, we just cannot do this in one calendar year or maybe even two. So, unfortunately, that's going to be the sacrifice that we're going to have to make to build this thing the way we see it. We're going to have to sacrifice some players that maybe a year or two ago were part of the long-term future, and now we don't really see them as much because we do need to rebuild the system. We do need to improve our player development, our draft strategy, stuff like that, in order to build this team the way we want to, the way that he did in Boston, the way that Blake Butera saw it was done in Tampa Bay, stuff like that.
All right. We're going to take the long view with these Washington Nationals. I don't think we have any other choice because it's going to be a long, long time. Bobby, last thing for me. Who feels worse, your little boy right now or you watching the Commanders on Sunday in Minnesota?
You know what? He actually started getting sick right after that game. He's been sick all week, so I think you can argue
the kid sick.
It was the Commanders that made Callum sick. Yeah, unfortunately, that's how that went down. It's a shame, too, because I feel like we were talking this time last year about the Nats offseason, and there was so much hype about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels last year, and there was maybe some excitement and positivity about the Nationals heading into 2025, like Dylan Cruz, James Wood, like this could be an exciting year, and then 2025 just hasn't been it, man.
Has not been it, brother.
Right about that.
Well, that's why 2026 is right around the corner. Thank you for the time, Bobby. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, guys, have a good one. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Bobby. Take care, man. Appreciate
you. That's our guy, Bobby Blanco, covers the Nationals for Masson Sports. You can give Bobby a follow at Bobby_Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Got to spend a little time with Jaden Daniels as Jaden Claus yesterday. We're going to explain how that event went down and what I learned. Nobody go anywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is a perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bum, bum, bum. Da, 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 da. I love her.
Working part-time in the five.
Shout out to Prince.
My boss is Mr. McGee.
Got to hear a lot of Prince in Minnesota because they play Let's Go Crazy every time Minnesota scores. And they put up 31. Washington scored zero.
Yeah, zero.
The zero is still crazy to me. Expect to get some clarity on Commander's starting quarterback this weekend in the Meadowlands. Dan Quinn probably going to address the media roughly 90 minutes or so. My guess is DQ provides no information today. Do you feel similarly?
Yeah.
But it does say we should hear from Jaden. We will hear from a quarterback today. So I'll let you know who it's going to be. Dan said Jaden could go back in. I kept him out. That would lead me to believe that Jaden plays today, or plays Sunday, rather. But we'll see. What I know Jaden did yesterday was, in conjunction with Raising Cane's and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, I know that Jaden Daniels went to Union Station, the East Hall, and gave away 100 bikes to little kids.
Nice.
It was a really cool event. You can see it on my Instagram. I put it up on social, Facebook, whatever.
Little girl stole the show.
The little girl?
The one that told you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, she was so sweet, right?
You were stuck.
I love those events. I love talking with the little kids because I have little kids, so I feel like I'm in a good time of my life to kind of interact. But a couple things I wanted to point out. One, super cool that Jaden reached out to Malik Washington.
Yeah, that was good.
A young quarterback at the University of Maryland, just completed his freshman year, or his first freshman season of football. I mean, obviously, as a student, he's got more freshman year to go. And Malik told me, you know, it's really cool for him as a young black quarterback to see another young black quarterback succeeding and figuring it out, and I can ask him questions. And I thought that was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
The other part of this, it is very obvious, getting to know Jaden a little bit, he is not in it for the limelight. He's not in it for clicks.
He can care less.
Like, he cares about ball, but he cares about kids. And so the kids got there. I'm going to use rough times. Time's approximate here. The kids got there about 4 o'clock. Jaden got there about 4:10. He hung out with the kids almost exclusively. Him and Malik were walking the kids to their bikes, letting them pick out bikes, making sure the seat was high enough. And then what impressed me most with Jaden was the event was over. It was done. All the bikes were given away. All the kids had their helmets. He had signed everything. But the kids just keep coming around for more and more photos, more and more selfies. Hey, can we call my aunt? Hey, can we call my dad? And Jaden just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And I've been at enough charity events. You've been at enough charity events. You could leave. They have handlers. There are PR people with the job exclusively to get you out of there because you've committed the time you promised, and now it's time to go.
But then it's up to you if you want to stay longer.
And he had, whether he was interested or not, he didn't. He stayed. He did every last thing. This doesn't happen at charity events very often, Brian. I left before he did.
Well, that's normally what you do before anybody.
But not at work stuff. Like, I was live, and then I had to tape a package, and Jaden was still signing and taking photos. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see. It was authentic and sincere. And that's who that dude is. And I remember when I got a bike, I think I was in fourth grade, I got a bike for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those gifts that sticks with you forever.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think every time I do the, any type of gift, thing like that, I don't only buy bikes?
It's it was just a really cool, wholesome, genuine event. And obviously this year has not been the year anybody wants.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change how cool that was.
It doesn't change the impact that you have. You know, those kids, at that age right there, they care less. They all they know is Jaden Daniel bought me a bike. That's what they care about the most.
Dude, and a lot of those kids, I honestly think cared more about the bike than they did Jaden. Because they were just so excited to get a bike.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like, Jay, ever since I was a kid, whenever I got, and listen, I remember my Schwinn, my 12-speed. I remember that, okay? And every time I just think about how good I felt. So I did an event with the PA last week. I did an event with Santa last Friday. I'm going to do another one this week. Well, there's going to be like 7-8 people with bikes. I don't, they say bring an unwrapped toy. Okay, if you bring a boy bike, you got to bring a girl bike. You know, I've always I remember the look that I gave my parents, and that's the look I think whenever I think about Christmas, I want to see kids get. And when last year you did it with him when he did like Canes and Bowie.
Yeah, and Bowie.
I just that whole story just makes me light up. You know, and you can see something about his childhood and a bicycle is the reason he's doing that right now.
Absolutely, and I. We asked Jaden about that, why bikes, and he talked about getting one as a kid and what it means to him. And there was one other thing I wanted to bring up, because we had a caller yesterday that you and I both very much disagreed with, who talked about Regina, Jaden's mom, is always looking for the headlines, right? One, somebody said she was going to be on Hard Knocks. I watched Hard Knocks. I did not see her. Did you?
No.
Yeah, like so wherever that came from.
And if she was.
And maybe she will be down the
and
road.
And what if she is, they'll find her.
Right.
It ain't going to be her looking them up, seeking them out.
The couple she was on the sideline for like 3 seconds.
Right. But so, Landy, you know who else is on the sideline?
For a lot of people.
Of every NFL game? Like every player's family.
Their family.
Like wives and parents and kids travel to almost every game these guys have. And I just think it's like, of course, the star quarterback's mom might be shown. But I thought that guy yesterday that called in said she was mic'd up and we were going to hear. Did we hear her?
I don't think so.
I don't remember it.
No, I wasn't really paying attention to that guy.
Well, I wanted to bring this up because people are like, oh, always seeking the spotlight. Jaden's mom was there yesterday because she's the head of his foundation, and this was his foundation event. When I go to these charity events, there is often players' family there. Somehow this has become more interesting to people. I'm there as a television reporter for NBC. I'm trying to put together a really good television story. So I asked, Regina, you got 2 minutes for an interview? You know what Regina said? JP, I love you, but not today. Like, she wasn't interested in any of it. Yeah. Like, and wherever the narrative is that it's always seeking out cameras and all this stuff, I can tell you firsthand, directly, last night was not the case.
Well, I just say this, man. I don't think she seeks cameras. I think cameras seek her.
Sure.
So, and the whole thing about it is a lot of times.
I just thought that was worth pointing out. Like, I had a direct experience.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
But the whole thing is that people just like to take narratives and run with it. Those who don't know, those people that work in our industry, those people who don't show up to those events, they just listen to something and they run with it. How about you get off your ass and go to some stuff sometime? You'll find out something is different.
B. Mitchell Finley, Neil Greenberg joins us next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.